Cincinnati has a lot of wonderful university theaters, and among them is Xavier University, which has had theater going on for quite a long time, but only recently started a degree-granting program, a BA in theater arts. Joining me this evening is the director of theater for the Department of Music and Theater at Xavier University, Mr. Stephen Skiles. Welcome, Stephen.
Hi, thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
Now, tell me a little bit about Xavier's history as a theater-producing university entity.
Okay. Well, theater's been going on at Xavier for quite a long time. There still is, actually, a thriving student theater organization called Xavier Players. And for a long time, they kept theater alive on campus under the leadership of a few staff members. So they did many shows a year. I mean, sometimes I can remember doing 4 or 5 shows a year. So it's been going on for a long time and thrived for a long time under the leadership of that organization. And the arts have always, you know, there's always been a music program. Art has a really strong program. So the arts have been alive at Xavier for quite a while. But it's just maybe in the last couple of years that all of these programs, and including the beginning of a new theater program, have really started to come to the forefront on campus. So it's actually a really exciting time right now to be on campus.
And you've had an established relationship with Xavier for quite a while as well.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to start there maybe, 2002. I started as an adjunct, and I got to teach my first acting class there, and then got to direct a couple of shows over the year before leaving and going to a couple of other places before finally making my way back in 2012.
There are a number of other Cincinnati professionals who comprise the staff right now for the theater department.
Right. Yeah, Dave Zladek, he's actually the only other full-time faculty member in our program. He's our technical director, and he's a terrific designer as well. So he teaches a lot of our tech and design classes. But one of the things that we wrote our program on was how can we team with professionals and always have our students in front of professionals, whether it be through workshops, whether it be through productions, or whether it's in the classroom. So we've been very fortunate over the last 2 years to have Lynn Myers for Ensemble Theater down to teach a class, Michael Haney. Team taught a directing class with Lynn last year. We have Dylan Shelton and Dave Powell in now from OTR Improv teaching improv classes. Andrea Schell, terrific stage manager from the Playhouse in the Park, is teaching our stage management class. So we do have a number of professionals that we try to get in as much as possible, and very, very fortunate to have them with us.
Some of the guest directors also are coming in this season. I know you've got Jeremy Dubin from Cincinnati Shakespeare Company directing your production of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate to have some great directors in over the last 2 years. Last year, we did a co-production with Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, in which we teamed students with professionals in all areas of that show. Brian Isaac Phillips directed that. Then we did a newer play, From White Plains, that was developed in Faultline Theater Company in New York City, and their co-artistic director, Craig Wesley DeVino. Many may know him also as Scrooge's nephew, Fred, and A Christmas Carol at the Playhouse in the Park. He came in and directed that show. This year, right now, with Godspell, we've got the fantastic Deanne Brill directing Godspell, and Scott Buza is music directing with her. Regina Pugh's directing our production of Black Fly Spring in December. And Jeremy Dubin, man, I'm so happy to have Jeremy coming in. It's going to be terrific for our students on Midsummer in February. So we've been very lucky and are incredibly happy with the people that are coming in and working with us.
Now, a number of people may be surprised that the theater arts degree didn't start until last year because Xavier has such a strong theater background. Also, it's got two really wonderful theater facilities at the Gallagher Center.
Yeah, we do. We have the main stage, Gallagher Student Center Theater, seats about 340, 360. And it's not an old space. It's, you know, maybe 12 or 13 years old. So it's really upgraded. We have nice technical capabilities in the space. I mean, it's very comfortable and intimate, even though it seats quite a few. And then we have a smaller studio theater that Xavier Players has maintained ever since Gallagher Center went up, and they are still maintaining that space today. So since we have a degree, we use that now for our classroom space quite a bit during the day, but it's still kind of their center of Xavier Players operations. So we're very fortunate to have both of those. And we also learned last year, or actually 2 years ago, that we could use the main stage in different ways. So we've started doing a number of our shows actually on stage with the audience and with the cast. So we kind of feel like we have three spaces.
Now, we should also mention that the Bachelor of Arts in Theater degree that started last year is the first of 2 degrees. The second one started this year, and that's a Bachelor of Science in Theater Education.
Yeah, we're one of the only programs in the state now to have a theater education program, which is really great. We just started that one I mean, we're, what, a whopping 6 weeks into that degree in year zero of that, and finding that there's a lot of interest in it. And that's been a really cool process to work with the administration and work with the state of Ohio on putting together a degree that meets Xavier's standards as an academic institution, but that also we've been able to find ways to make sure that even though they're a part of the theater program in a very big way, but we're trying to work continuously on how are we getting them in front of professionals and some of the best teachers that this region has to offer. So that's an exciting new program for us.
Is there any crossover between the two degrees?
Yeah, there is. I mean, they have a lot of requirements in common. There are a few less theater courses that they have to take in the education program because the education component is so massive that they have to take as well. So they take maybe 36 to 40 credits in common. So they're usually in classes together throughout each semester for the year, but they are also in another school at the same time on campus.
Now, as you mentioned, Xavier Players have been around for a very long time, and they continue to produce. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the theater department's going to be producing as mm-hmm. well. Are you finding it a challenge to juggle between the two to give them enough time to do their thing?
No, not so far. I've been really fortunate. I've been back for, what, this is the beginning of my third year, so I'm going on my junior year. And the president of Xavier Players last year, his name's Brandon Martin, and he's actually down at the No Theater now, working with them and doing some really great work. And he was president for 2 years. And I think it was an exciting time for them to be able to really completely take over the reins of their organization. And so we were in constant contact. I am now with the current Xavier Players president and trying to figure out how are ways that we're helping each other so that they're doing a dynamic program for themselves. They're completely student run. I'm their academic advisor. I sign forms for them. That's all I do, because I really want them to have that experience of what it's like to produce their own theater. They just cast a show. They're doing God of Carnage for their first show, which is exciting. They just cast it. We don't have any crossover. There are plenty of students that want to be involved in theater on campus between the program and just students across campus. So I think it's been a really good relationship so far, and I think it's only going to get stronger.
Now, we've mentioned some of the programs in the Xavier University Theater Department's season. You're currently in the middle of the run of Godspell, mm-hmm. and you've mentioned Black Fly Spring and mm-hmm. Midsummer Night's Dream. You're directing at the end of the season. You're directing Spring
yes.
Awakening.
Yeah, I am. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's a great show for us to be doing.
Universities have different ways of doing their casting. Mm-hmm. Do you have a general call at the beginning of the season? Do you audition each show as you go along?
We're still learning what that process is going to be. This year, we did auditions for both Godspell and Black Fly Spring at the same time, maybe the second weekend of school. And then we cast those together in collaboration with Regina and Deanne. We're actually coming up on auditions for Midsummer and for Spring Awakening the week of November 4th. So we'll go through that week and have auditions. And then Jeremy and I will sit down and cast the show and, you know, figure out are there people that we both want or need, and can they do both shows or can they not? And I think we're learning that we might need to space it out a little bit more. But I think if we do one call at the beginning of the year, then we might be missing some potential freshmen in the spring semester. So we try to space them out as best we can. But at the same time, we want to give students as much lead time as possible to prepare, because first and foremost, they're full-time students.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Stephen Skiles, the Director of Theater for Xavier University's Department of Music and Theater. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
For more information on Xavier University's Department of Music and Theater and the current production of Godspell, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.